Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Know your rights during a state of emergency. That's what we're going to be talking about today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, and joining me to talk about this is Holly Mead. Holly, let me begin before we talk about this Know Your Rights in a State of Emergency document that we created and we've posted it on our website, lc.org. Let me begin by reading a passage from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, and it's several verses, but they are very good verses for not only this time, but for all time. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. You know, don't be nervous because when you go to the store, there's no toilet paper. You know, I don't know why, but there's this panic rush for toilet paper or bottled water. I don't understand it. Don't be nervous or fearful when you go to the TV and all you hear is the constant drumbeat of the coronavirus. And there are some people that give gloom and doom, and some just want you to tune back in and stay in on their station or read their print. You know, spend time in the Word of God, because that's where our hope and source of strength is, in the Word of God, in relationship to our Lord Jesus Christ.
You know, Matt, I think there are things that can be even more deadly than a virus and more contagious than a virus, and that's anxiety, like you're talking about. You know, when you listen to the media, they just stir it up in us. And you've got people, you know, lined up in the store before it even opens, running in the store, and it's like, there's no need for that. You know, and I love to run to Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Matt, that says that everything, we're to lay everything before God with prayer, with supplication, thanksgiving, and he will dispel our anxious thoughts.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, let's talk about some of these restrictions. The restrictions are not coming from the federal government per se. They're coming from the states. That's where the ultimate police power is residing, in the states and in the local governments. And what's concerning about some of these is the laying of the foundation that ultimately can destroy our freedom. We did a survey regarding the issue of the coronavirus, and we hope that you can actually go participate on lc.org or on our Facebook and give us your opinion. One of the questions is, do you think state government response to COVID-19 creates a foundation to destroy a constitutional freedom? About three-quarters of the responders thus far said yes. About a little more than a quarter said no. I am very concerned that it does lay a foundation to destroy our freedom. And in fact, I think our freedom has already been severely restricted. We begin with the Constitution and our inalienable rights. First of all, we have certain inalienable rights. These are rights that come from God. They don't come from government. They predate government. And the Declaration of Independence speaks of that these inalienable rights include life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, among others, of course. These are rights that the government is required to safeguard. And then there's the rights that we have in the Constitution, some of those rights that are affirming these pre-existing constitutional rights, such as, for example, the ability to worship and freedom of speech. Those are inalienable rights that come directly from God. It's from God himself, as the fact that he created us and infused us with certain freedom and liberty. Those rights come from him, and the Constitution recognizes that and protects them. The question is, can those rights literally be set aside during a state of emergency? The Constitution doesn't really address issues such as viruses. It does speak about wars or rebellions that in certain times of war, certain liberties can be temporarily restricted. I use the word temporarily restricted. You can't just simply ignore the Constitution. And you cannot simply take the form of government that we have and turn it into a dictatorship. In fact, there is a clause within the Constitution called the Republican Government Clause, and it's not Republican versus Democrat. It's a clause called the Guarantee Clause, and it guarantees, the Guarantee Clause, a Republican form of government. What is that? A representative form of government.
Because our nation is a republic, right?
Right. And so what you see happening on the state levels particularly, you have these executive orders that are flying off the printers. They're not vetted by constitutional scholars. They're not vetted or discussed by the state legislature. And the people have absolutely no input in it, and they vary. And one day you can wake up before you go to bed, like, for example, in Florida, the governor there and other places decided to close restaurants except for carryout and gave them just a couple of hours' notice. The impact of those restrictions are significant. I know people that work in these food entertainment industries like that, that with a couple of hours' notice, they have no income. Single moms with children, no income. And they didn't have any savings. They just simply had their job wiped out. And for how long, they don't know. Why? Because a governor of a state issued an order and did it in a press release without any specific information. And like the one in New York saying churches can't meet because they're not essential, but liquor stores can meet because they are essential. I mean, no one's debated that. No one's thought that through. A liquor store is not protected by the First Amendment free exercise of religion, but a church is.
Right.
And you're setting aside the First Amendment in preference to a liquor store. It doesn't make a lot of sense. None of these particular restrictions have been challenged in court. So we're into new ground that's never been court tested, because in the past where we've had these different emergencies where liberties have been temporarily restricted, they've come during the time of war.
Yeah, I think of like the Supreme Court that's not allowed to meet right now. Has that ever happened in history?
Well, they're allowed to meet. They just voluntarily said that they won't meet.
Okay.
And they'll continue to...
they'll do their work, of course.
But they just won't have oral argument.
Right.
Now, so they won't, you know, and there's other ways. There's lots of different ways that they could probably address that. One is they could set up oral argument telephonically or just have the parties come and do the oral argument. But for, at any rate, they decided that they're going to take a temporary pause. My concern is not the Supreme Court. My concern is the implication for churches and people. My concern is that the restrictions are so significant in the context of a virus. But these are kinds of restrictions that you would see in the context of war, where there's an advancing army and everyone is told to, in some states, stay at home,
right.
Stay in your home. Or there's a nuclear fallout, and if you walk outside, everyone's going to get some kind of nuclear radiation that will ultimately kill large swaths of the population. My concern is that the reaction to the virus is worse than the virus itself. And I'm not downplaying the virus, don't get me wrong, but let me just say this. Our freedom is very precious. And we have had so many people fight and die and shed blood for our freedom. And you think about the shocking turnaround in this country within a month We were the strongest economy on the planet. We have our constitution and freedom. And then these executive orders come flying off the press by the governors, and now we can't meet. And in some places you can't work, or you cannot even have certain meetings beyond 10 in your home. Those are significant restrictions on freedom. And so we want to keep you informed about this, and that's why we have this memo, Know Your Rights in a State of Emergency. We urge you to go to it, lc.org. It also contains scripture verses and a pledge to bring hope and light to the world, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.